From North State Public Radio, I'm Adia White.
And I'm Alex Stutson with your headlines for Wednesday, May 11th.
Cal Fire is facing a staffing shortage. State Senator Mike McGuire has introduced a bill to address the problem. He says compared with other firefighting agencies, Cal Fire has fewer crew members per engine.
The federal government and U.S. Forest Service have three firefighters on their engine, sometimes four. Most municipal fire departments, like what we see in Sacramento or San Francisco or San Jose, Los Angeles, has at least three firefighters per engine. Cal Fire has 2.7. This is simply unacceptable.
McGuire says his bill would add more than 1,100 firefighters to the agency's statewide roster, which includes 16 specialized crews with 48 firefighters each.
A firefighter from Red Bluff died in Tuolumne County Friday. According to a press release from Firestorm Wildland Fire Suppression, Inc., 26-year-old Darren Banks was killed when a tree unexpectedly fell while he was working with a hand crew to prepare an area for prescribed burning. Firestorm President Jess R. Wills wrote, quote, "Our hearts go out to all who knew and loved Darren, and we ask you to keep them in your thoughts and prayers during this time of sorrow." Banks leaves behind his 4-year-old son, mother, siblings, grandparents, and great-grandparents. A GoFundMe has been created to support his family.
The price for a gallon of diesel fuel in California now averages $6.46.
We have 11 states, including California, where average diesel prices have surpassed $6 a gallon.
Patrick DeHaan is with tracking service Gas Buddy. He says high diesel prices have far-reaching implications for the U.S. economy.
Simply because much of our economy is powered by diesel fuel, from semi-trucks that make deliveries to retail stores, to trains that haul goods across the country, construction equipment, just so much of the commerce in the economy is driven by heavy vehicles that take diesel fuel.
DeHaan attributes the surge in diesel and gas prices to the rising price of oil. He says there's not enough oil produced globally to offset Russia's contribution. Nations throughout the world are sanctioning Russia and not purchasing the country's oil because of the war in Ukraine.
California's water usage jumped nearly 19% in March. State officials said Tuesday it's the most water used in 1 month since 2015. Governor Gavin Newsom had asked residents last year to use 15% less water in the middle of a severe drought. Since July, the state has cut its water by just 3.7%. Newsom responded to the news by pledging to spend an extra $26 million on water conservation programs. That's in addition to the $190 million he proposed in January.
Contract negotiations affecting workers at 29 West Coast ports began Tuesday. The California Report's Angela Corral has a story.
The talks between the International Longshore and Warehouse Union and the Pacific Maritime Association are happening amid pandemic safety issues and growing imports that created long queues of ships waiting to offload cargo. The PMA's Jim McKenna says hours, wages, and working conditions will all be discussed.
Hopefully everybody is focused to the point that there will be no further disruption to a fragile supply chain. And I think we're going in with that spirit of cooperation, right? But until you get to the table, until you see the demands that come across and the proposals that go across, you know, you're really at a wait and see moment in time.
In a statement, ILWU International President Willie Adams says workers are looking forward to a contract that, quote, honors, respects, and protects good American jobs. The current contract expires on July 1st, but both sides say they expect negotiations to extend beyond that date. For the California Report, I'm Angela Corral.
A prominent national criminal justice advocacy group is pushing the Justice Department to support the release of women who were sexually abused by staff at a federal women's prison in California. The group, known as Families Against Mandatory Minimums, sent a letter Tuesday to Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco, pushing for the Justice Department to file motions for compassionate release for those who have been victimized at the prison. It follows reporting from the Associated Press that reveals a toxic culture that enabled sexual abuse of inmates to continue for years at the Federal Correctional Institute in Dublin.
And those are your headlines for Wednesday, May 11th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions.
You can also read a newsletter-style rundown of headlines on our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Alex Stutson.
And I'm Adia White.